Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
L. Roker Jr., welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, bro.
Now, you and I wouldn't say we're degenerate gamblers, but we both go to the casino.
We would be degenerate gamblers if we had the money.
That's true.
That's the only thing that's keeping us from being degenerate gamblers is income.
I thought it was funny because I was playing at the casino all weekend. I was playing in poker tournaments, and I saw this big, like, there were so many people, like, running all the way upstairs to the third floor. And if you go to the casino, there is nothing going on the third floor except that they give out free gifts. So everyone's running up there. I'm like, what's going on? And in the casino, I know of a secret bathroom that's right by the steakhouse to take a dump. So I go up to the third floor.
Oh, yeah, the one over on the, all the way over to the left. Well, we shouldn't tell.
Yeah, let's not say where it is, but
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I know of a secret bathroom.
Yes.
The only bathroom where there's not, like, you know, blood in the sink, syringe needles.
I was going to ask, is there a place for syringe needles?
Not in that one, but every other bathroom. You pointed that. I never noticed that before, and you pointed it out to me.
Yes, you can go an entire year to the bathroom in public restrooms and not see a container for syringe needles. Go to the casino once and you will see a container for syringe needles in the bathroom and you will see somebody on oxygen at some point.
Well, oxygen, colostomy bags, limping. I've said this a million times, but it really is like the Thriller video when the zombies are dancing. But so anyways, all these people are around this rack of leather jackets. And they're all connected to these, like you ever see where you're trying to, where you go to the iPhone store, the Apple store.
Yeah.
And the iPhone's connected to this wire.
With the cord, right, so you can't steal it.
So all these assholes are trying on these leather jackets. They were giving away free leather jackets, and I've never seen such a celebration. Like, people were going crazy, like walking out with 3-4 leather jackets. Then I saw people walking around with luggage, and I was about to make fun of those people. And then what did you tell me today when I walked into work?
Yeah, man, I was at the boat yesterday to get my free luggage, and they ran out.
So you were one of those people. Now, I obviously don't spend enough money, because I never get any of these offers. The leather jacket offer, the luggage offer. How much do you have to spend to get these kind of offers?
I used to get a lot of offers when I was Diamond before the recession. And now I struggle. They have different tiers. Gold. Okay.
I'm gold. Platinum. I'm the lowest tier.
Right. There's gold. That's what everybody is when you start off. Okay. Then there's platinum, diamond, and then 7 stars. I was 7 stars for a while.
7 stars?
I got a hookup. Somebody hooked me up.
Okay. I was going to say.
But I was legitimately diamond for years, years and years. And then the recession hit. And now I'm barely platinum, so they don't send me a whole bunch of offers anymore.
But you got offered the free luggage.
I got offered the free luggage, yes.
And they were out of them.
They were supposed to give it away from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay.
I got there at 4. By the time I got to where you pick up the luggage, you're in line and all that kind of stuff, and it's a counter, it was 4:20, they were out.
Wow.
So they ran out
four
hours in advance. Oh, the woman in front of me was beside herself. I didn't drive all this way for nothing. Who do I complain to? This crazy.
For a shitty, like, I know it's metal luggage or whatever, but it's probably, I would guess, about $40 at Walmart, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's only as good as its weakest point. Yeah. So when one of the wheels falls off, it's useless.
Yeah.
You know, so, but still, it's, you know, good for overnight trips or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
It's a good excuse to go to the casino and lose $3,000.
Well, that's the other thing. And you think that they would be smart enough because I went to pick up the luggage first before I did any gambling. But when they told me they were out, I didn't feel like dropping any money in the casino after that.
But didn't you say they offered you a leather jacket, but only like size medium or something?
They were like, they're like, if everyone will just hold on, we've got some alternative things coming up. You just have to wait. So I'm like, well, what are the alternative things? And they're like, well, a leather jacket or a duffel.
That sounds good.
The leather jacket we were giving out yesterday or a duffel bag.
Duffel bag.
And I'm like, well, the leather jacket's probably not in my size. She goes, oh, it's extra large. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Not my size, dummy.
Right. And it's like, I'm not in college, so I don't need a duffel bag. I'm not going out to camp. So I ended up taking like $25 in slot play, which is good through November.
$25.
Yeah. So
did you use it?
No, it's good to November.
Oh.
So I figure if I just end up accruing some over the course of the year, I might end up with, you know, $100 worth of slot play that I'll blow all at one time.
People at casinos, they'll take, like, it's same with working at a radio station, but a free t-shirt, a free jacket. I mean, they'll spend their paycheck to get a free leather jacket. Free.
Oh, and that's
a shitty pleather jacket that has the casino's name on it.
Well, this is what they'll do. All the leftover stuff that they have during the course of the year, they'll have a thing where it's like, oh, come into, you know, the venue and get an item. And then for every 300 points you accumulate, you can get another item.
Wow.
Well, you might spend $800 accumulating the 300 points.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So you can get, you know, a shaker and like a bartender set or something.
The best is when everyone's walking around with like a platter dish. Like that's like $8 at Target.
Oh, it's all, and they break. They're awful.
It's such a brilliant thing though that the casino does. Like it works. Every asshole is sitting at a slot machine with like a toaster.
Or oh, absolutely.
A blender, whatever it is.
And here's the thing. And you know, and you go and you play poker a lot. But you'll go and you'll play tables, right?
I'll play some roulette, blackjack, right? Blackjack, craps, whatever.
And the thing that pisses me off is I'll be like, how is this son of a bitch a diamond? And he's wearing about $8 worth of clothes. Everything he's got on is like something free for the
casino. That's because every dollar he has is going into the casino.
I'm like, or obviously he's somebody's on Social Security or something like that, right? They're like 70.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, how are they spending enough money to be diamond or seven stars? It blows me away.
Well, imagine if you're making, you know, if you're getting $1,200 a month in Social Security and you spend every single dollar at the casino, it's not about how much you lose, it's how much you put in.
Yeah,
so
but,
if you win
well,
$300, that's they live there. They get free meals there. They you could pretty much live there.
I did used to go there and get free meals all the time when I was a diamond because there's a diamond lounge.
You would drive all the way to the casino, pay $10 on the Skyway.
Oh no, I don't take the Skyway.
Oh, okay.
That Skyway's the ripoff. I took the Skyway. I was in a hurry yesterday to get back home, so I took the Skyway home.
Yeah.
And saw that it had gone up to $5.
Yep.
I'm like, well,
this is the last time.
That's ridiculous. So, yeah, no, I take the back roads.
Well, the back roads to the casino are the back roads where you don't stop at any red lights or stop signs.
Yeah,
right?
And it's only like an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I used to go because there's a diamond lounge.
Yeah, and right by the free gift center.
And you get free. They have free food in there. They have free.
Yeah, I've been in there before. It's nothing
like,
special.
It's free, though. Yeah. And it's very sad.
Oh, it's pathetic.
No, it's sad to me because I'm like, I can't even go in there. And I look at the cavalcade of slobs and old people and stuff going into the Diamond Lounge. And I'm like, I can't even get in there. What's my problem?
Like you're jealous of them.
I'm jealous of them.
You're jealous of a guy eating like some shitty salad or some garbage chicken.
It's like soup and chicken wings and stuff like that. It's garbage.
Because you can't get enough points to get in there.
I can't get enough points to get it. No, I can't. I can't get enough points to get it. And they used to have great stuff. Like I would get offers from Vegas all the time.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
And I was getting like $300 gift certificates to like different places. And now they'll send me something that's like $25 Home Depot card, $60 in slot play. It's like, I'm not going to fly to Las Vegas for $60 in slot play. I went and got free cruises.
Wow.
I went to Vegas and got free cruises twice.
So what's the key now? How do you get free shit now at casinos?
They've gotten stingier.
Is it just playing slots? Right? That's all you can do.
Well, no. Well, it's based on all your play.
Yeah.
But slots is literally the only thing that you can keep track of yourself because the points are right there in front of you on the display.
Yeah.
You can sit at a blackjack table for 5 hours and not have any idea how many points you've accumulated because it all matters on when the pit boss comes over, writes down the amount you're betting, how often they do it.
Well, that's why people cash in for a shitload of money and don't even play it.
That's what I used to do. I cash in whenever I'm playing a table. I cash in for more than I'm going to play.
For like $2,000, then you play $5 a hand?
If I have $2,000. Right. I cash in for as much as I can.
Yeah.
Put that away. And then whenever I see the pit boss coming over, that's when I try and I up the bet. So it looks like I'm betting more per hand.
Then they'll think you're a card counter.
Because I am.
When you count cards, you'll literally bet $5 a hand.
And then when the count's
it's like $90. I've done that before. I don't give a fuck. I could care less. Literally go from $5 to $90 in one hand. Then all of a sudden I'm betting $90 a hand.
Yeah, right. And then, or here's the worst. Here's the worst. You're on your last $50 or something.
That's depressing.
You're waiting for the drink.
Oh.
And it's like, okay, yeah. I'm going to grab the drink. I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And the drink either never comes or it comes right after you've lost your last dollar.
You don't even want to drink it.
Right. You're pissed off.
You want to take it and throw it right in the garbage.
They're so slow now with the drinks.
Well, they don't even have, and at the Indiana and Illinois casinos, you don't get free drinks. You're talking about Vegas. Here
in Vegas,
pay.
Yeah, where you get the free drinks. They get free drinks in New Orleans, too.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. How is that, Harris?
Illinois and Indiana is the only place that, they don't do it around here, but they do it in New Orleans. They do it in Vegas.
Wow. Wait, so I didn't know that. I thought it was only Vegas where you get free drinks.
No, whenever I go to New Orleans, because there's a Harris in New Orleans. That's why almost New Orleans is almost better than Vegas for me now.
Wow.
Because I can still gamble at Harrah's, and then I've got New Orleans.
That's awesome.
I've got all the New Orleans food and all the New Orleans partying. You know what I mean?
I had no idea.
I'm not getting into Dre's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I go to Vegas, so what's the point?
Dre's used to be the place you would go at 6 in the morning. Anyone could get in there. Now it's like a hot spot.
Oh, it's a total hot
spot. When I was 21, it was like they'd beg you to come in there.
Yeah, no, not anymore.
There'd be three people downstairs on ecstasy and then you and your buddy Jeff or something.
Or it's like you try and get into the place, the MGM Grand, where Tiesto is spinning or something. Yeah. They're paying him
$1 million
a weekend.
Yeah. You know, so I went there for a bachelor party recently and we want to go to one of the clubs just because, you don't want to just go to the strip club, which, by the way, the best deal ever is if you go to what's the great strip clubs? Rhino, Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah.
If you go, so we went there only to watch a fight. Canelo was fighting, and I was with a lot of Mexican guys, so they love Canelo, right?
Right.
So they're like, we got to go see Canelo, bro. We got to go. Literally, the only place playing it was Spearmint Rhino. So we went out there, and when we got there, they told us they weren't playing the fight.
Ooh.
So they lied to us
to get you in.
Just to get us in.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
At the strip club, they lie to get you in. That's why, that's another thing. You got to love that. Oh, we'll have a limousine come and pick you up.
That's what they had. We got picked up by a limo.
Now, I don't know how you're getting back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And they say, we'll get you right back.
No.
Okay, let me go back to that, and then I'll get to the thing about
it. They strand you there.
Wait. So I called the Rhino to set this up, right? They told me the Canelo fight was happening. I get a call from a guy at 1 o'clock. He's like, hey, this is Charlie, whatever. Just making sure you guys are all set for your ride. I said, yeah, we're good. Come here at whatever time. So then like at 7 o'clock, I get another call and the guy goes, hey, I just want to make sure you're still set for tonight. I said, yeah, didn't I talk to you earlier? He's like, oh, yeah. But what time was I supposed to pick you up?
Yeah,
again?
Right.
So at 7 o'clock, we had two drivers who came to the hotel and they were like fighting over the ride. And then the one guy goes, hey, man, Spooner Rhino sucks. They're not even playing the fight.
Cause they get a, probably get a commission they for do. Everybody they bring in.
But he told me, he's like, Spooner Rhino sucks. You need to go to Cheetahs or whatever the other club was. He goes, only right. Cheetahs is playing it. I said, what? So I called back the other guy and I said, wait a minute. Are they not playing the Canelo fight? He said, no. But, like, why do you tell me you're playing the fucking fight?
That's because they want you to come in. And then you're stranded there because they're not going to give you a ride back.
So it turned out no one was having the fight.
Yeah, right. So here's a strip club note for you. So Club Paradise, right across the street from the Hard Rock Hotel. You know what I'm talking about?
I've never been there, but.
You've never been to the Hard Rock Hotel?
I've been to the Hard Rock Hotel. I've never been.
Okay, right across the street from the Hard Rock Hotel is Club Paradise. It's the sister club of the Admiral.
Oh, wow.
It's the same owner.
So do you get anything special for going there?
I don't
know,
but I'm saying you could probably go, hey, I'm from Chicago. I go to the Admiral all the time.
And they'll
say,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, hey, that's what they tell me at the Admiral, too.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you go to the Admiral? Oh, come on in.
The Admiral, where you have to go next door to, like, the Korean ladies' bar to get something to drink because you can't have alcohol in there.
Yeah.
So you go to the Korean ladies bar and you pregame in there and then go back. They even let you go back and forth. They let you go back and forth.
They don't care. The most pathetic thing, though, was seeing the guys go in the bathroom and drink their liquor. Like they go into the stall and they pop.
Oh, and they take out a flask or something?
Yeah, a flask or one of those little like hotel bottles. But okay, so going back to Spooner Rhino. So we get there. We're like, fuck it, let's just go. It was early. So a bottle of Belvedere in Las Vegas is at least $1,000.
It's
ridiculous.
If you
went to a club, but I think it's even more than that because we were calling the club, but this, I'll get to that in a second too. But so we get in there and they're like, we had like 10 guys, whatever, bachelor party. And we were there early. They said, oh, it's happy hour. Belvedere bottles for $100.
Really?
So we got like a shitload of bottles and all the bottles were $100. Anything you want.
Really? Where was this at?
Spearmint Rhino. They do it
at like what? 3 p.m?
Like 7 o'clock or something. 6, 7 o'clock, whatever it was. Cause we got there. Cause you know,
was it empty?
Completely empty. Yeah. We walk in, we get swarmed by these women. Like I've never seen such beautiful strippers. Like you could, once you go to Spearmint Rhino, you'll never go to another strip club ever. We get swarmed. So like, if you really want to party it up with your buddies in Vegas, go to and you're into strip clubs and you want to just get fucked up, whatever, go to the Spearmint Rhino, whatever time they're doing this happy hour shit, $100 a bottle, and you could buy like 100 bottles. Just buy 10 bottles up front, sit there, and you just get swarmed by these strippers all night. It's crazy. And then like once 11, 12 o'clock comes, then they're nowhere to be seen at that point.
Right.
But if you get there for that time, you're treated like it was almost like Scotty, MJ, and Rodman walked in like 1998 or something.
And how much are the dances?
I don't know. I didn't even get any dances.
See, that's just it. I hate brushing off the strippers all day because I don't really want a dance. I'm going to pay you $30 so you can.
Yeah, rub your ass.
Rub your ass in my face and leave.
I never really understood strippers because you're not getting anything out of it. Like what?
Yeah, man, but my dick got hard.
Oh, great.
Strippers are for, I mean, and
which, by the way, that's my favorite line ever from you.
What?
You and four or five other guys walk into a bar. I see you pop a Viagra. And I said, what are you doing? You're like, popping a Viagra. I said, why? You said, I want my dick hard. And I said, what? Why? You're with a bunch of guys. And your answer was, I don't give a fuck. So for some reason, you always have to have a hard dick, which I never understood that.
I forget that you remember everything.
Like, why does your dick have to be hard in a bar?
Everything.
But anyways, so I just never understood stripping clubs. Like, it doesn't do anything for me. I mean, it's awesome, I guess. You have this hot chick on you. But, I mean, are you really paying her? And then you go to that back room and pay even more money?
The husbands who are on a short leash.
And we
all know someone like this. It's like paradise when they go to a strip club. It's like They're able to be out of the house.
Yeah.
They're able to be. These are the people who just, they just spend money. They don't care.
The regulars.
They don't care. I know that the strippers don't care about me. They don't give a shit about me. All they see is a dollar sign. I like to tell them, before they even start their spiel, I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, they must hate you.
Well, no, I don't want to waste their time. I'm trying to say,
gentlemen.
Hey, don't waste your spiel on me because I'm not buying. So I'm trying to save you. I don't want you to spend 5 minutes on me to have me say no at the end.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now I'm saying no. So your 5 minutes can be better spent elsewhere, schmoozing some other dude.
What percentage of strippers do you think have sex with guys or at least jerk them off or give them blowjobs? I think it's much higher than you think.
Really? I think it depends on the club.
Like, for instance, there's a club here where they put a wash rag on your lap when they give you a lap dance. So when you're getting a wash rag put on your lap, it's pretty much guaranteed that they expect you to be blowing something in your pants.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
But in the Las Vegas clubs, you get approached by just straight hookers. Like, they're like, let's get out of here. Or they're like, let's go in the back room and I'll do stuff.
You don't have to go to a strip club to get approached by hookers. You could just go to the hotel, just go to the bar.
Oh, yeah. No, there's escorts everywhere.
And I've been approached by hookers at the bar. It took me like 15 minutes to realize she was a hooker. I thought she liked me.
This is hot girl. Oh, you're so cute. What are you doing playing video poker and drinking Corona? You're just my type. That is disappointing, right? Though
his eye is starting to go. It's perfect. It's time. He's ripe for the picking.
Yeah,
he's getting Forrest Whitaker eye.
This is perfect. Kathy just walked in here. Now, Kathy, we were just talking about the percentage of strippers that actually like give blowjobs and have sex. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a male strip club?
I've never been to a male strip club, but I have been to a bachelorette party where a girl gave a blowjob to the stripper. She paid
$50. She paid $50?
She paid him $50 to blow him.
Now, you know.
She paid the guy to blow him.
Yes. She paid the guy to blow him. So she was a big girl, and I don't know if she had ever done that before.
Of course, she's done
a guy
it before.
Or actually blown a guy. Which one or both?
What did the guy look like? Was he ripped?
He was ripped. He was a stripper. He was really good looking. He was very attractive, and I don't know if she had ever been with a guy that was that attractive, like in any way, like making out or whatever. But she paid him $50. My jaw hit the floor.
Did you? Yeah, so did hers. Did she do this in front of you, or did she go into another room?
No, she went into another room.
Told you afterwards, or what?
She was drunk. She told us what was going on. She told us that she wanted to blow him.
So she you knew she propositioned him. She gave him $50 in front of all you guys.
That's right.
And then went into the other room.
And went into the other room and gave him a blowjob.
How long were they gone?
Like 15 minutes.
So it was a 1 minute blowjob, and then
and then 12 minutes of her crying.
Or it took him 14 minutes to get hard.
Yeah,
but isn't that what did I walk in on? What were you guys talking about?
I don't know.
This is way better now. Now I've been to bachelor parties, and I can honestly say I've never gotten a blowjob at a bachelor party. Have you, Roker?
I have not.
Okay, couple reasons. Number one, I think it's disgusting to follow another guy, especially for instance, Roker. If you and I are with each other. Like, do you really want to follow me?
Wait.
If you and I are at a bachelor party together,
yes.
And I'm your friend,
yes.
And I just got a blowjob, do you really want to go into the bathroom knowing that she just blew me? Because I don't want to get in there knowing she just blew you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to kiss her.
But still!
But her mouth is going to have Abe's fluids all over it.
I guess you're
Would you make her brush her
Oh, he just thought of that now. He's like, I guess you're right.
Oh, wait, and that's another question. So, like, if you get a blowjob from a stripper at a bachelor party or whatever at a strip club, do you wear a condom? Right, they would make you wear
I'm sure
condom,
they make
right?
them wear condoms, but I've seen lines outside the door to get blowjobs at bachelor parties, like 6-7 guys deep.
A lot of girls don't like to do that.
I know, but just follow. And the poor girl, like, does she spit? Did she just run? Well, I guess she's blowing
over. So you want to be first in line is what you're saying.
I don't want to be anywhere in line.
If it were to happen, you don't want to be guy number seven.
I don't want to be any of the guys because, like, last weekend or the day before, she blew 37 guys for $40 each. And the girl who's paying $50 for a blowjob, what a slob.
Like, that is
any slob girl could go to a bar and leave with a slob girl could leave a bar with a way more attractive guy than a slob guy could leave a bar with an attractive girl.
Absolutely.
So a disgusting guy has almost no chance of having sex with a hot girl, even if they're fucked up. They'll get some slob. A slob girl will leave with an attractive guy. I've seen it many times. They're making out with guys that are way too good looking for them because the guy's completely drunk and he just wants to get laid.
Right.
So this slob of yours, Kathy, that took the paid $50 for a blowjob is a real piece of garbage.
Did you talk to the girl afterwards?
Yeah, she was wasted. She loved it. She loved every minute of it. She's a friend of a friend, so I didn't follow up with her after the Bachelor.
Oh, so you don't have her number or anything?
I've got her. I'm sure I could get her number for you. But she was really kind of, I'm guessing, a shy person in real life outside of this Bachelorette party. Kind of unattractive, gross hair, gross face, kind of looked like a pig, like even in the face. So
wow.
I understand why she wouldn't even be able to make out with a hot guy at a hot drunk guy at a bar. I get it, you know? I don't think you guys would make out with her, no matter how drunk
you are. Don't look at me like that, Abe.
This
don't
sounds
look
like
at me like that. He looked at me like, well, Roker would fuck anything.
Yeah. But Roker, wouldn't you be like rubbing her back saying, it's okay, girl?
Okay, what's the ugliest girl that you guys ever made out with or fucked? Can we say that?
We could say that, but I don't know. It's all relative. Who knows?
Describe.
I don't even remember. I wouldn't know how to answer that. I'm sure Roker could answer it, though. There had to have been some beast, right?
No comment.
Named like Goond or something?
No comment.
Ethel?
I don't remember her name at
Bethany.
All.
Bethany?
I don't remember her name.
You know what? This is a good time to bring up another topic, actually, because since we all work together here. Now, you all know the story of the HR woman here who had me marked down as African-American.
You black.
Oh, you're not black? I didn't fill out anything. I look at I log in to look at my paycheck stub. It says ethnicity, African-American. So I said, oh, it must be a mistake. Not that she made the mistake.
Right.
I thought it was just a mistake in the computer. So I told the program director. He said, I don't know. You know, go talk to whoever. So I go up there and I said, hey, you have me marked as African American. It's probably a mistake. Oh, you're not black? Like, what kind of HR woman is that she looks at me and says, he black, he Mexican, he white? Like, she made the decision. She looked at me and made the decision that I was black, okay? So now, another story with the same woman. We have a guy, a producer on another show. He talks like this, kind of like he has kind of a centric voice.
Okay.
You know the producer over there?
Yeah.
Nice guy. He's a straight guy, okay? He's not gay.
Okay.
But maybe when she looks at him, she assumed he was gay. Okay, I guess. She told him, you remind me of Elton John or Liberace.
Wow.
Like,
so in other words, you act gay.
Like, in other words, Liberace and Elton John, they don't look the same.
And that's the HR person.
This is the HR person. Now, Liberace and Elton John look nothing alike. They don't sound alike at all. The only thing they share besides playing the piano is that they're both gay.
Yes.
So she's basically saying to him, I think you're gay.
They play the piano and they suck on the organ. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's supposed to be the politically correct one.
Well, what kind of HR person is that? Oh, you gay, right?
She didn't have another black person to compare you to.
You.
Yeah, but I guess I wasn't around or whatever.
Yeah.
So compared to everybody else, I guess you looked black.
Yeah. Oh, you're not black?
Were you tan?
Oh, you gay?
Were you tan or something? Like over the summer?
No. It was like last April.
Because you're brown naturally.
Yeah, I'm light-skinned if I was black. Roker, couldn't I? I think black women do, some of them like me because I think they think I'm light-skinned.
Oh, they think you're a light-skinned brother?
Yeah.
Do you tell them?
I would go with it.
What are you?
I'm exotic. The good thing about me is that...
So maybe you are black. You just don't want to tell people you're black?
I want to get that test.
I'm exotic.
No, I'm Palestinian, Croatian, and German. which made me look like this. This combination.
we should get like DNA
the swab thing.
Whatever it's called. We should do that.
23andMe or something. Sorry, we're sharing a mic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But
what if they found out you were black?
I don't care. That'd be fine with me.
You and Kathy are about the same complexion.
She could be black, honestly, because those Greeks.
You and Kathy are about, she might be a touch lighter than you.
I've been mistaken for black before. Actually, it was when we were working together at Q101. Some guy came into the studio. I was really tan because it was over the summer. My hair was in a ponytail and it was curly. And he's like, oh, yeah, who can I sign this book to? What's the black girl's name? And you guys go, I don't know if I remember that.
Oh, you're not black?
But maybe I'm part black, too. I don't know. Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you is.
maybe the HR woman saw the bulge in your pants.
That's right.
Wow, yes. Were you wearing pants at the time?
You have black dick.
You're not black?
I saw your dick. You look black.
I thought you were black.
Dick look black over pant on the pant. Where the gay guy at now? Where Liberace Jr.?
I could see her making some really ridiculous comments to you, Roker, being black, like racist shit.
Who knows?
Old school racist shit.
Oh, old school. Damn.
Like some of the old school terms.
Like what?
I'm not going to say them, but there's some old school terms that I'm sure she's familiar with.
Oh, where Liberace? Oh, he gay, right?
No, he's not.
Oh, I thought he was. Was he bisexual?
HR woman. That's an HR woman. Oh, wait, he's walking by right now. Dan, come here. All right, so we were just talking about you.
We were just talking
about you on the podcast. Okay, just real quick, just tell people what the HR lady, don't say her name or anything, what did the HR lady say to you?
She said that I reminded her of either Elton John or Liberace. And I don't think there's anybody I could go to above her to complain.
So she's basically saying she thinks you're gay, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Like that's really
like flaming, super flaming.
Yeah, like that's all she's saying is,
I think you're gay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I want to make clear. Like she wasn't saying you look like Elton John or Liberace, because they look completely different.
She's saying I like boys.
And did you ever see Behind the Candelabra?
Oh, I love it, actually. So maybe I am a little gay. Wow. I love the movie. That's a great movie.
It's a great movie. But yes. Is there anything more terrifying than waking up next to Liberace sucking your dick? Like, do you saw it, Roker?
Yes, I saw it. I don't quite remember it as vividly as you do.
I saw it.
Okay, so you wake up. You're Matt Damon. You wake up. Liberace's staring at you, and then he starts sucking your dick. Like, is there anything more terrifying than that?
I don't know if you get to live with Liberace, though. He had a great place, dude. Awesome house, gold, nice bathtub. I don't know, dude. I might let him do it.
Couldn't you see Liberace taking Dan? This is Dan Stone, his name is, by the way. Dan Stone.
Wolf.
Dan Wolf. Sorry. This is Dan Wolf. Can you imagine Liberace putting you in the bathtub? And then you end up in this huge bed.
What's the quote? Too much of a good thing is wonderful.
Like,
or
there's
something
certain
like
things
that.
I need. There's certain things I need. What was his name? What was Matt Damon's character?
Scott Thorson.
Oh, Scott.
I've actually hung with Scott Thorson.
Oh, you really? Did?
Yes.
Where?
At the Bunny Ranch, of course.
Wait, what?
Was he there having sex with women?
I don't know if he was having sex with women or not, but he was there for 2 days.
Wow.
And I was having sex with women.
Roker goes there all the time.
Yeah,
Roker went to the Bunny Ranch on the day of his anniversary.
Really?
I did do that, yes.
Shut up!
Yes.
And you're married.
And I was on my way back from the Bunny Ranch. I was on my way back from the Bunny Ranch on the day my wife's father died.
Oh, my God.
I found out about it during a connecting flight.
But you hate her father, right?
Yes, but she was still very upset. And I'm like, it's okay, baby, as I'm like... standing in like the Las Vegas airport or Phoenix or something. I forgot.
As you're getting out of the Bunny Ranch cargo van.
I'm just seeing if I can find a picture of me and Scott Thorson here.
That's true love.
But he's like, Scott, there's certain things I need
from
you. There's certain things I need from you, Scott, that you don't give me. Because remember, Scott wouldn't take it in the ass from Liberace.
He would only give it to Liberace.
Yeah, he was the top.
Yeah, he was only top. And then when Liberace had sex with that other twink, remember at the end?
Yes.
Why do I not remember any of this?
That's all I remember from
that. I remember it in such detail.
Because it was disgusting. I mean, it's fine, you know, if you're gay or whatever, but I'm sure that, but it's just disgusting that Liberace, it would be like me waking up next to Roseanne right now.
Oh, I get you.
Like, it just, I'm not saying because it's gross because they're gay. I'm saying it's gross because it's Liberace. He's wearing a wig. He was like 70.
Oh, heck yeah. It's an
disgusting
old,
body.
Yeah. Oh, wait gross. A minute. You're offending Dan because the PR, the HR person said that she looked
what do I look
no,
like to
no,
you?
No, she was just saying he's gay. She could have just said you remind her of like, who's a young gay guy? Like Doogie Howser or something.
Oh, Doogie, yeah, yeah. I gotcha. Neil Patrick, yeah.
You remind me of Elton John or Liberace.
Yeah, I got screwed on that deal.
What do you say to her when she says that?
I didn't really know what to say.
Yo, what do you say?
I didn't know
what
I
was gonna... What do you say when the HR person slams you?
Well, when she told me I was black, I said, no, I'm not. She goes, what are you, Hispanic?
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, that you're an HR woman. You're supposed to be more. But you have work to do, right? You're still doing your job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just want to verify. I wanted people to know this wasn't a fake story.
I am the piano man. Later.
Bye. Oh, there goes gay guy. He worked for here. There goes black guy. And yes, his lighter black friend.
That's her filing system.
Black girl.
No, but honestly, Roker, can you think of anything more terrifying than waking up to Liberace not wearing his wig?
Oh no, that's horrifying. I was trying to find the picture of Scott Thorson, and the only thing that I could find, the only picture that's coming up from the Bunny Ranch, and I guess that's probably a good thing. They must be on the cloud.
Just your dick?
Is no. This is.
I thought that was your dick.
No,
that's
no.
Your finger.
No.
Oh, man.
Those are
Japanese condoms.
Those are like Viagra pills that Flava Flav gave me.
Wait. So this is like what Lamar Odom took, right?
Whoa! That is what you didn't take them, did you?
No, I did not take them.
Wow, those could have killed you.
I did not take them.
Wow. That could have killed you.
Yeah, Flava Flav gave these to me, and you know I kind of don't like taking pills that I can't read what they say because they're in Chinese. So.
Wow. Al dropping all sorts of names here today. Flav, Scott.
Oh, all the big names. Yep.
I think, not to move on to something completely different, but I think I hit rock bottom when I used a back scratcher to pick something up yesterday.
What?
Do you ever see the guys with the... what's the gripper thing?
Yeah, to get stuff off a high shelf.
Like one time I bought a dishwasher off Craigslist and the guy was in a wheelchair. Not a wheelchair, like he was in some kind of movable chair and he was using a gripper to take things off his shelves. And that's always made me sick, like thinking about the gripper. But I used a back scratcher. What did I pick up? I was picking...
You ever use a shoehorn as a back scratcher?
Oh, all the time.
Have you ever used a fork as a back scratcher?
Over your shirt sometimes.
Ew, so gross.
Or you wipe your back on the side of a wall, like to scratch it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like a bear or
corner of the couch or something, yeah. Right.
But there's certain things, like sometimes when I'm eating Hooters wings, I take my shirt off so that there's no issues. Like,
No, you want to be comfortable.
Because you don't want to get anything on the shirt. I don't like smelling like food. I don't like the smell of food on my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to eat it like a slob. Like, if there's no one around.
Right.
I don't care who it is, women included, I'm sure. Don't you eat different when no one's around?
Yes, absolutely I do. I'm a pig.
Yeah, so, and Roker, I'm sure you do too, right?
Every meal that I eat at home is either in my underwear or naked.
Naked?
Like, you know the story about how, like, I was pissed off in Thanksgiving if I had to come downstairs with my clothes on and everything?
Yeah.
To eat Thanksgiving dinner? Because I'm not used to eating dinner with clothes
on. Wait, when you eat naked with your naked ass on the chair?
Yes, but I have a sheet on the chair.
Oh, you do put a sheet on the chair.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're civilized.
Wait, you just walk around your house naked?
Yeah, it's my house.
No, I know, but...
You have windows.
Yeah, but I'm usually on the third floor.
No, I understand that, but you...
Well, there's no houses next to mine.
Well, okay. I will say this. Roker and I were in Vegas. He was wearing boxers, and we had just eaten a buffet, and neither of us could walk. And we were laying there.
Disgusting.
He wakes up in just boxers, walks out of the hotel room, walks all the way down the hall, buys a Gatorade, and comes back in with only boxers.
Say what?
So yeah, I have seen that.
I don't give a shit. I did it twice, as a matter of fact, that day. I don't care.
Describe the boxers, though. Were they like plaid? Plaid,
and the fly was open.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't think the fly would close all the way or something. It was just a big hole. And then he's walking out. Luckily, I didn't see any balls or anything, but I'm sure if you took a closer look, you could see them.
Well, you've got no shame, Roker.
I don't care. It's Vegas. You see worse?
Oh, it's Vegas.
That's awful. Why do you be with no shirt on, though? That's disgusting to me.
Just because I don't want anything on my shirt.
Can't you just wear another shirt?
Well, I mean, if I'm wearing a shirt for the day, do I want to go to a second shirt?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, Kathy, you've never ate with the shirt off?
No, I haven't. I honestly haven't. I've eaten in like a t-shirt and underwear, which is what I wear around the house.
Yeah.
Like a little tight tank top, but I can't eat completely naked.
Well, I'm not completely naked either. I'm wearing boxers.
I've got shoes on, house slippers.
But see, oh! Wait, so okay, I understand that you're on the third floor. When you're in, I guess, what, do you sleep naked?
Yes.
You don't sleep in boxers or something?
No.
But wait, why do you walk around naked, though? Like, your wife doesn't care?
What am I going to do, put clothes on to walk around?
But is she, no matter what it is, isn't she at least a little bit offended that you're just walking around naked? Or she doesn't even care?
She's walking around naked, too, half the time.
You and naked?
They're like the love is. We're the only...
That's where, like, love is.
Love is.
You're right. It's only us in the house.
I know, but why can't you put something on? Like, I don't like having assholes, open assholes on chairs. You don't sit on your chair.
There's a sheet. We put a sheet over the chair. There's only like one chair that I sit in. I put a sheet over that
chair.
Wait,
do you put a clean sheet or do you have one sheet laying on the side of the chair that you throw over? I know you don't use a new sheet.
Not every day or anything like that.
So where's the sheet normally?
It's the sheet for the chair.
So it's always on the chair.
It's a couple of rotating sheets.
So when I'm at your house and I'm sitting on the couch when there's a sheet on
it. I'm not naked downstairs. I'm not naked on the first floor usually.
But sometimes you are.
Yes, but it's just because I've gone down to get the mail or something.
Naked. So you? Oh, so
I've gone out under the porch to like pick up UPS packages naked.
Wait.
I just want to make sure. Make sure there's like no kids walking like,
oh my God,
from school or something.
I'll snap.
And I'll just go out there real quick and I'll grab the package.
That was nudist outside again. Wait. So you have furniture on your third floor, like sitting?
Yes.
Do you have like a living room set up?
Yes.
Up there?
So the third floor has got a living room, two bedrooms, bath, and a kitchen.
Wow.
So do you? Is
That's
that where you
spend
do
most of my time?
Oh, so do you have like a TV up there, everything?
Oh, absolutely.
Everything set up?
Full, yeah.
So those chairs are the ones that are, what's the word when something's
chair.
Like...
Soiled.
Not soiled, but tainted?
They are, tainted is a good word. They are absolutely tainted.
So that
one
those
chair
the,
is tainted.
But you put the sheet on, at least.
Yes, the sheet is on it, yes.
I mean, I know you work out and stuff, so I know your ass isn't always smelling that great.
And when I work out, I just have on shorts. I don't put a shirt on to work out.
Okay.
Why am I going to get a shirt all sweaty?
Can I ask you something? If nobody really goes up to the third floor, then why do you care about putting a sheet on the chair?
Well, because then there's no coming back from that smell, right? If you get an open ass on that chair, it's fucked.
Yeah, you end up... If you end up getting a Rip City going on, it's probably not good.
Rip City?
Well, anything. I mean, an exposed ass, even, I mean, the most beautiful people in the world, if their ass is going too long, there's going to be some kind of stank.
Yes, but
so
there's not? There's not that I know of.
Okay. Maybe it's like a smoker's house where when you smoke, you don't realize how bad
I'm
it
nose
smells.
Blind to the ass yeah. stink yes. in my chair.
Maybe you have is ass that, funk is everywhere.
That, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, the chair I've been sitting in lately has only been up there for about a month.
Oh, okay.
Since we rearranged everything after Chicago PD. So I've only been sitting in
yeah, you're so Chicago PD came to your house and they filmed an episode and they used your house as a drug dealer's party house, right?
Yes. Yes, and there were a That's bunch awesome. Of pimps and hoe extras in the house and stuff.
Wow.
Like full of pimp and hoes.
And they pay you pretty well to do that, right?
They paid. It's incredible how much they paid me for the amount of time the scene lasted. The scene lasted 15 seconds.
But they were at your house for a week.
6 days. Yeah, and the scene lasted 15 seconds.
So you can you?
And they paid me for every day they used the house.
So how much money do you think it cost for everything they did there? Like they moved all your furniture, they shampooed the rug, they had a whole crew there, they brought in all
painted. New painted.
I mean, it must have cost them like for 15 seconds of TV, what, $100,000, $50,000? I mean,
more than $100,000, and you include the manpower,
paying the actors,
the people. Not just the actors, but the painters, the people who came in and moved the furniture, the people who brought the furniture back, the people that set designers.
15 seconds.
They took my doors off and made two fake doors to put on so they could break the door down.
Why couldn't they film that scene on a soundstage?
Like, I don't know. A lot easier to do that.
I mean, I know it's a big room, but like the way it looked, they could have easily done that on a soundstage. I don't understand why they would waste all that money.
It looks better if you're on location.
Yeah, I guess it does. It looks better when you're on location.
And if they have a budget, they have to spend all the money.
That's true.
Or else they won't get it.
They spent it.
Wait, let's wrap this up in a second, but there's two things I wanted to get to really quick. Do you guys ever notice that racists will always make an exception for pussy? In other words, a complete racist will have sex with a Mexican girl because it's the only ass he could get. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. Pussy has no racial boundaries. It has no racist boundaries.
Like, I know a guy who has, we'll call it, she's not Mexican, but we'll call her a Mexican wife. And he's one of the most racist guys ever. But he's made that exception. Just because he wants to get laid.
What is she? Is she Mexican?
She's like, I don't want to get too specific because I don't know what I'm talking about. So like, but she is she is a form of Latina.
What is he racist against?
Everyone except white people.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
They're like the kind of people who called President Obama B. Hussein Obama or just Hussein Obama.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
You know someone's a complete piece of shit if they refer to President Obama as Hussein Obama, or even worse than that, B. Hussein Obama. Oh, B. Hussein. So my new thing is I call Donald Trump, I call him John Trump to those people. I'm like, yeah, John Trump did the same thing. They're like, who? John Trump. Who's that? The president.
Right, yes.
What are you talking about? John Trump. You know how you call Barack Obama Hussein Obama? You use his middle name? That's what I do with Donald Trump. It's John Trump. But I just find it funny that those guys who are willing to just, you know, and they're the most racist pieces of shit ever, but when it comes to that, they will make that one exception.
There's always exceptions. People always make exceptions. I always like to use the... I had a friend that was... She was against abortion, except
when she
in cases of rape and molestation.
Yeah.
Right? And I went, no, it doesn't work that way. If you think that's a life, it's still a life if you were raped or molested.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. See?
Yeah.
So people always make exceptions so that they're right.
Exactly.
You know, I will have sex with anybody. You think I don't like black women?
No, you will.
I had lots of black girlfriends.
But you're black, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. Sorry,
it's like bad example. Against your own race.
Bad example. Never mind.
Remember, I'm black.
Sorry.
Oh, I hear you mock is white. I saw your wife. You're not white. I heard you mock Caucasian.
But that gets me to the Kardashians. And wasn't the season premiere yesterday of the Kardashians?
Yeah,
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did anything happen with Caitlyn?
No, it'll be next week.
Has anything ever happened?
Hey, girls. It's time to party, girls.
This is my... I saw Caitlyn was talking about it was her first birthday.
This is my first birthday. Happy first birthday to me, girls.
But there's no way that every Kardashian, Rob, Kylie, Kendall, Kim, I guess Kourtney with a white guy.
Yeah, Scott and Justin Bieber.
But how is it that every single one of them is into black guys? There's no way that seven people in one family would all, like, why isn't one of them attracted to, like, Asian guys or whatever? a Mexican guy.
How much you want to bet? See, I don't know. Can I say this?
Me too.
How much you want to bet? What's the mother?
Chris.
Kris Jenner? Yeah. How much you want to bet she fucked OJ?
Oh, yeah. For sure she did.
I think she did. That's why they say Khloe might be OJ's daughter.
She looks a lot like Sydney Simpson.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. Kris Jenner likes big athlete types. She got with Bruce Jenner when he was at his peak of, you know, being in good shape.
He had boobs.
Oh, that's true. And he wanted to be a woman, right. And he told
her. Was she with Bruce Jenner after or before Robert Kardashian?
After. Oh, after.
After.
Yeah. She was divorcing Robert Kardashian when he was doing the OJ trial. She was already with Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, she was with Bruce Jenner during the OJ trial.
Okay. So there's no way that she was into Robert Kardashian. When you see the way he looked, like she's into some guy. And you know that new guy, Corey?
Well,
that
he had
black
money.
Guy? You know that black guy, Corey, just fucks the shit out of her.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
pounds it.
Because you know Bruce was.
Wait a minute. Who's Corey?
That's Kris Jenner's new black boyfriend.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, just he's probably like 40 something. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, Bruce was playing with his helicopters and shit. And like, he probably, like, she's probably, you know, she's dirty as fuck. Like, OJ would like fuck her with the glove. And
oh,
everything.
You know, OJ fucking was sick.
Yeah, eat that dick. I started watching the documentary series.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's pretty good.
It's fantastic.
But you know, OJ would just pound the fuck out of her. Fuck Robert. Fuck Robert. Eat that. Fuck Robert. Robert, little bitch. Right? That's right, OJ. Give me the juice. Give me the juice. So you know that guy, Corey, after Bruce with those tits and everything? I don't feel like fucking today.
There's got to be some way.
We always had great sex.
To figure out how someone is attracted to a certain type.
Okay.
There's got to be some scientific way to figure it out.
Yeah. It had to start.
Whether or not you're attracted to bigger people or smaller people or tall people or blacks or Asians or whatever, there's got to be a way to figure that out.
Well, the Kardashians were with the Jacksons.
Because it's obvious. Because what you're saying is, it's obviously in their genes.
Yeah,
it's obvious. It's in their genes for them all to be fucking black guys.
Well, part of it was they were always around O.J. Simpson and his kids. They were around the Jacksons. So they were always around all these black people. So maybe that's just what they were attracted to, I guess.
Well, I'm sure they're probably around many, many more white people than black people.
Oh, that's true, because they're rich. That's right, yeah. And like the country clubs and all that.
Right.
But maybe
All O.J. did was hang with white people.
It's the best how O.J. What did he say? I'm not black, I'm O.J.
I'm O.J. I'm not black, I'm O.J.
But do you think maybe they felt like outcasted because they're Armenian? Maybe they were treated like shit themselves.
Because
maybe
they were darker.
Yeah, maybe they were treated like minorities.
Maybe.
And that's Armenian is a minority. So maybe the white people didn't accept them.
Kris Jenner's white, though.
I know, but it doesn't matter. I'm half white, too, but people just look at me as being Middle Eastern.
Black guys?
Yeah, but I think because she knows they give the pipe.
Okay.
Like she's the key to this whole thing.
Yeah.
She's the mother of all of them, right?
Right.
Yep.
So she's the key to this.
But she knows that being with a black guy gets more publicity for them at this point, for all her daughters. She probably pushed Kendall and Kylie into black guys. Like, you know what? That Bieber's nice, but, you know, you should be fucking Bow Wow and Tyga.
Dude, well, if that's the case, then, well, whatever. Because the rumor is that she was behind the Ray J video,
of
right?
Of course she was.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it?
She put it out.
Yes, I have seen it. And
oh, baby,
what mother would do that?
Her, one who was gonna when she was so married to Bruce Jenner was gonna change her last name back to Kardashian. That's the type that would do that. Kris Jenner is the biggest fame whore out of all of them. Like, she's dying to be famous.
So she wrote the book and then she passed it on down to her siblings.
Yeah.
Yeah, her
daughters.
To perfect it.
Yeah. You're going to be. It's like those college football players, the high school football player who sucked.
My son's going to follow in my legacy now. He's going to be quarterback now.
Right.
He's going to follow.
Right.
My dreams are going to come true through him. He's my legacy.
It's like that. Only for her, it's getting fucked and getting money.
Would you guys do that? Would you have sex on camera for money?
I think I would if I knew I'd get $10 million. Because at that point, who cares? Like, you have the 10 million. If I knew that I could, honestly, I always, you talk shit about Kim Kardashian, but if they told her, you're going to be the most famous celebrity ever on TV, you're going to be making millions and millions of dollars, there's no way she would say no to that if you gave her that option. Would you, if you could go back right now, Kim, would you release a sex tape? She would probably say no on TV, but in real life, there's no way she'd go back.
And I could be missing the boat on the whole thing. She could be brilliant. She could, I mean, the joke, I mean, let's face it, the joke's on us. She has no discernible talent. She doesn't do anything.
No.
And
no personality.
She is beloved by millions and is a gazillionaire. So I'm the asshole, yeah. Really. She's the one who's got it figured out.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm jealous of some Kardashian.
So we'll wrap it up on this, but you would have sex with Ray J?
Yes, but that's the real question. Would you let Ray J piss on you to be a great, the biggest star?
Piss on me, yeah. Have sex with me, no.
Okay.
But didn't he piss on her?
Did he?
No, he didn't piss on her.
Are you sure?
No, I'm positive. I saw the whole thing. He didn't piss on her.
No, that was in one of the other sex tapes that didn't get released. Yo, nah, I swear, Kim, I pissed on you.
No, Ray, that was in the other sex tape that we didn't release.
Oh, shit. I want that piss on film.
No. It didn't look hot on film.
God, that'd be great if he pissed on her. That would have been a great closer.
I just swore all these years that he that pissed on
cum.
Her.
That was cum. That was a what? Huge stream of cum. God. Wait, you think he stood over her and pissed on her face?
Okay, that's what I always heard was that he pissed on her in the video.
This sounds like Steve Carell describing boobs in the 40-year-old virgin. They feel like bags of sand. Like, you don't know, you didn't see it? Oh, I always heard that he shit on her.
No, if he pissed on the her thing in the video, we'd know about
celebrity,
it.
Celebrity, the things is, and I've seen a bunch of celebrity sex tapes, and they're all unwatchable.
Yeah.
They're all awful.
Like the Vince Neil one where he's bouncing on the bed in briefs.
Awful.
The Hulk Hogan one. Oh, I can't believe I just did that, brother. I feel like a bunch of like a pig,
they're
brother.
Awful. So I probably turned it off before the climax of that video.
All right. So we'll wrap it up on that. But you guys would both have sex with Ray J for millions?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I'd fuck Kim Kardashian for a million.
You do it for free. Oh, shut up.
I'd pay her $50.
All right. We'll wrap it up on that later.
Thank you, Abe. For all the laughter.
David Blaine, your magic is real and I believe in you.